This is TWiT.
I wanted to see the backgrounds of all four CEOs because I thought this is going to be kind of telling and how they were dressed. Zuckerberg kind of had a loose tie. He looked like he'd gotten some sun. But as one would expect with Mark Zuckerberg, it wasn't a tan. It was just very freckly nose. And he kind of looked burnt.
Well, of course, everybody made fun of him because he put the zinc on his face.
Yeah.
When he was surfing.
Yeah.
And,
well, now we know
why. So everybody made fun of him for protecting himself from sun.
Oh, that's the right thing to do. Thank you.
Yes, it is.
And so he looked like he was at his Martha's Vineyard house. I don't know. He was like on the porch of his house with the. And then I was a little disappointed. I expected the richest man in the world to have something a little better. But Jeff Bezos just kind of had an office with a credenza.
You know, that's why you're the richest man in the world.
Yeah. He saves money. Well, very famously, Amazon for years
made their Skype room rated Bezos. And they did them all. Okay. You need to go.
Okay.
Rate my Skype room.
Very famously for years, Amazon had desks made out of doors on sawhorses. I don't know if they still do, but that was actually the big thing at the time. So you're right. That's why he's rich. So let's see what Room Raider has to say. There's Jeff Bezos.
Very good.
And you see, it's just a credenza. Looks like it could have come from IKEA.
A little more expensive than that.
Yeah, but
yes.
You know, and it's kind of not a lot of effort put in dressing it. I don't think that's a real place. That's probably
a nice use of the rule of thirds.
Back off the soft focus, says Room Raider. Add books. Remember books? Order a couple of ring lights. Here's one. You gave it 4.5 stars. 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I had a feel light, but I like that he's just slightly off center. I like the rule of thirds.
Yeah.
And the fact that
this isn't straight behind him, this is all, I think, I may be wrong, very conscious.
Yep.
That the idea is to make it look like an executive in the office, not a stage set. So,
or maybe it's his lawyer's office, but go ahead.
Yeah. You know, and a black suit, black tie, white shirt, very nondescript. Didn't want to look too rich, probably. Mark Zuckerberg,
can't choose a blue or red tie anymore because that's now politicized.
It's now saying something. Zuck is wearing a checked a blue tie with a white shirt. Both Zuck and Bezos affecting the rich man's spread collar, which of course is a Britishism that I find particularly annoying because anyone with taste wears a good preppy button-down collar. Anyway, he does look like... I'm just
all
kidding.
About how your face is shaped.
I'm just kidding. he does look like he's got some freckles, so he's been in getting some sun. His tie is loose, not exactly tight, but remember we kept him waiting an hour in the green room. And I don't get the background here, but honestly, it looks like he's on the porch of his Nantucket summer home. It doesn't, it's an odd kind of background.
And it says,
does he have it's shiplap.
By the way, he's well lit. In fact, if you look in his eyes, you can see it may not be a ring light, but he's got some good lighting going on there. Hostage video, says Room Raider. Putin has not released him, but has allowed him to loosen his tie. That's nice. 2 out of 10. That is as simple a background as you can get. Tim Cook. Ooh, even worse. This looks like there's some dying plants.
He's in the lobby.
Yeah, this is awful. There's those partitions, you know, those cloth partitions they used to deaden noise. He looks like he's in borrowed somebody's cubicle. It's terrible. And you can see in front of him, and I'm not sure why, you can see it looks like an iPad.
Oh, I don't know, a Macintosh?
No, it's obviously an Apple device, but it's an iPad. Tim wearing gray suit, light gray tie, kind of gray, light gray shirt.
Slightly off-white shirt, but it's nice. It's nice.
Not doing the spread collar, but it's still a little more spread than Americans wear. Tim Apple needs some work. Plants help, but that wall needs a patch of art. Depth would help, too. I think the plants look dying. My favorite was, and I'll be curious what Room Raider thinks. Yeah, Sundar Pichai, loved him. Loved him. This very textural sculpture or painting behind him. Another credenza.
I wondered if that was sound baffling. It looks kind of like,
it does.
You know, you could buy a textured baffling.
And
damn expensive sound baffling.
Also serious dark suit, dark tie, almost matching, but a little bit lighter gray. And the least spread of all the collars.
Well tied.
I feel like this actually might be his office. What do you think? I feel like it almost might be. No? He also has a plant. Room Raider, of course, loved him. Love the texture, great composition. The vase and plant are perfect, strong 9 out of 10. It would be 10 out of 10 with more color.
You should have stuck a Google product, the little speaker
a Google
that's
Home
covered
right
in
there.
Cloth.
Home Mini or something. Yeah.
Right, I would have set that off nicely. But you know what? None of these guys, in fact, one of the things they all said is, hey, what are you talking about? None of us are dominant. Tim Cook was famous. He said, "We Apple is not dominant in any of the markets we participate in. We're a small part of any market we participate in. However, that's not our goal. We don't want to be dominant. We just want to make the best products," which actually I think is sincere. Well, he's not dominant even in iPhone. He's dominant in mind share. But even in the United States, where the iPhone is the strongest, it's only 50%.
But it's the App Store, not the phone. App Store.
And that is what they talked to a little bit about. They kept him mostly on the sideline. It was, from what I read in the play-by-play, mostly Sundar Pichai who did a lot of talking. As we already mentioned and expected, the Republican members of Congress were more interested, even though this is the antitrust committee, were more interested in bias, the anti-conservative bias, than they were in trust.
That's because governing is hard, and they don't want to do that. They just want to get all aggravated and get their talking point. I mean, what is even?
It is interesting. Bezos's shot was carefully contrived. Remember, he's got the best people, right? He is contrived to kind of blend into the background. Seriously.
I'm not really here.
He's just like, I'm just
on the show.
Isn't that how he deals in general? He never gives interviews. He's very much a blend in the background kind of CEO. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was very conscious. I think all of these are pretty conscious.
Except for those tight shirts at Sun Valley. There he doesn't blend in.
But he doesn't expect anybody to be taking pictures of him at the Sun Valley. Yeah, Tim's got Tim and Sundar have normal collars, but the rich guys, the founders.
I like that you say the rich guys.
Founders. They're founders. They're the founders. These guys are just hired hands.
Of the four, he says the rich guys.
The rich guys.
Those other two cats are just chopped liver.
Zuck is so rich, he lost $70 billion in stock value over the last 3 months, and he's still one of the richest guys in the room. That's how rich Zuck is. So the founders prefer the British spread collars. That's all I know. Although I said, I felt like after I watched the four speeches, I felt more like Jeff. I felt like, because all four of them were great pains to say, look at the benefit our companies have brought us, that we are the economic tech in general, is the economic engine of the United States. It's brought huge benefit, especially during this time of quarantine. We are not trying to be cutthroat competitors. We're just trying to do a good job. And I felt like I wanted to wave the flag. I felt like, God bless them. God bless them.